There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all agree on one thing, the whoopee.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Speaking of kicking out, my God. Goo. What? Okay, you, first and foremost, you gotta finish before we come back.
Dude, you can't call him out.
Call him out.
He's on camera.
Thank you, dude. So that's what hurts so
much. Oh, he's on camera. That's like
he's on camera.
Half of a percent of our audience, but that's okay.
Exactly.
Thanks for the donut. Willard brings it.
Late donuts.
I went
donut butt.
I went and purchased some at Bob's Donuts today, I figured that today, for whatever reason each of you have, would be a good anxiety comfort food day.
Every day.
No, the trade deadline is stressful.
The Niners didn't get Mike Williams. Yeah. I'm angry.
Nothing to watch tonight. No sports.
Are you sure there was a deadline?
Stressful.
Wrong.
We got the match.
Thank you. Yeah. Doubleheader.
Yeah.
Is Tyler Breen even playing?
-11 Miami, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. And lay that, by the way, lay that all day and twice on Sunday because Ball State. You stink.
Oh, boy.
So that's the official Maction lock of the day.
CNN even hotline? The only night of the year I watch CNN.
I told you. I'm drinking the juice that you bought me. I saved it for tonight.
Watching tonight.
The ice maker is all filled up. And I'm ready for an all-nighter. Let's go. Because I want to break down those trades.
Dude,
I'm going to be breaking down those trades till at least 3 in the morning.
It's funny you say that because earlier this morning, and I dropped my baby girl off, my two-year-old off at grandma's house, and I got back home, and I put on CNN, and I put on Fox, and then I put on CNN, I put on Fox. Guys. And it was like a tennis match of emotions.
You know what?
It was like, win, lose. This is a good rally.
But I tried it last night, and I tried it again this morning, and I'm like, y'all have nothing left. You don't have anything yet. I want the guy with the little pointer finger that
starts
zeroing in on
title?
Some random county.
Fraud.
Let's go to Pennsylvania where we boop, and now we're going to boop, and we're going to zoom in, boop, and all the way into this guy named Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he voted for, and I'll tell you, it means a lot. It's an indicator. It's an indication sensation, dude.
Not until about 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I know.
No, and I love it, and what you're doing. I'm like, in 2020, this happened, in 2024, and trends.
Things are waiting.
And emotions and all the rest of it. So I went back and forth and back and forth, and my wife got home from work for lunch, and she's like, What are you watching?
Wow.
You're normally watching like Golf Channel.
Yeah, no doubt.
Women's college golf.
I felt
Sharks play tonight.
I can't believe it.
I've never seen this before. Did you see this last night? If you were watching, I'm going to say circa 10 p.m., maybe 9:30.
Okay.
Did you see about this little town in New Hampshire that always starts? They start the vote.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Exactly.
I feel like I have a crystal ball into what parenthood is like right now.
Listen,
you guys are just tossing around these
random
what
towns.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh my God.
You have no idea.
What are you guys doing?
I have no idea. When the kids go to bed, I can watch anything. Anything. And I'm just like, I'm so happy right now. It's quiet. But anyway.
So we're going to Manchester, New Hampshire.
No, there is this tiny
town.
No,
we went to Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Listen,
yeah.
Population 6.
Oh my.
6. And they've got this whole like process. They're all in a room together. And they just write it down on a piece of paper, and they put it in a little box in the middle of the room, and there's a guy, standing up there. He looks exactly like you'd picture he looks, and it's just like, okay, it's everybody's voting. And then they pull them out, and they announce to the room who everyone voted for. If you're curious, at the end of the 6 votes.
Don't say who.
I'm glad to know that Quakers are still around in 2024.
Wait a minute, I didn't know that.
3-3. Three to three.
Well, then we got trouble.
Yeah. We got nothing figured out. Wow. I was like, oh, I thought we were gonna get out of here with a leader.
No love for RFK Jr.?
He
couldn't like scrape one out of the 6.
He got skunked.
Thank you. I thought it was funny too.
Four registered Republicans, 3 votes.
Yeah. They're actually paying for more residents. Whoever becomes the 7th resident becomes the most powerful person in the town.
No doubt. Yeah.
Anyway,
how great of a mood is your guest going to be at 3 o'clock? It going
to
be in?
Well, we're
going
to have to get back to you. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it depends on the exit polls. Well,
exactly. Oh. He's going to be in a good mood based on his team, but I do believe that he is more locked in on his country than his team.
Our country.
But our country. Yeah. Shout out our country. Although, don't get me started on our country, because living where we live, it really isn't our country.
California
is it's a different place than quote unquote our country. But yes, he will be excited because, man, that thing is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. Steph comes back and you're in a letdown spot and you don't have a letdown, and the chef comes in and does what he does. And I'm gonna ask Steve about like why he didn't start the second half, and I think I know why he didn't start. Yeah. Because
he was terrible in the first half. That's why.
Yeah, he was awful. And
turning into Steiny all today's work.
Dude, he's like Steiny. He's like Steiny 35 years ago, this guy.
Did you hear Steiny come on the pregame show with us yesterday?
Wait, what?
What? No joke.
Hell no.
Steiny turned into Evan.
No, he texted us. He was supposed to call our show.
What?
It was his idea. He was looking for him.
Listen,
and now
he was at the game last night with his daughter.
Yeah,
oh my God. Called us
Evan,
from
he's
outside.
Dead. I'm
going to
kill him.
Wait a minute.
Just wait.
Before you kill
him. You have no idea.
Wow. This human being morphed into the guy that we all want him to be most of the time. I've never heard this mood.
Never.
I got to go back and listen.
He's standing outside of the arena eating pizza. He's just out. He's like, I'm eating pepperoni right now.
Do they have an
now.
Old ship out there?
Couldn't get him to stop talking. Yeah. He was running material.
Evan.
I asked him, I go, hey, I know you've only been there for a minute, but do you have a sense for how the locals in D.C. feel about Jordan Poole? Are they welcoming of Jordan Poole? Do you want to know what this guy does?
This what,
he
man?
Goes, you know what? I'm not sure. Let me find out. Hey, you! Jordan Poole, what do you think? He starts cruising through the street.
And he's like,
my man was feeling
he's like, oh, this guy is, he was speaking Finnish, so I don't know if he counts. He's from Finland. Let me try again. And he goes to another couple fans, and they're like, oh, no.
I don't know what to say, but.
I don't care about the stories. He's dead to me. He's absolutely
what's
dead to
funny,
me.
And you'll love this part of it.
Cheated on Steiny Guru. His name's on the show.
Wow.
Well, Afternoon Drive, greater than middays, and you know that from your name.
He was doing the evening shift if it's on the East Coast.
It was also Warriors Countdown, not Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah. Warriors Live.
It was a shame.
Presented by Xfinity.
It was a shame.
What you'll love is he did like 3 of these like live things, and then after he did the 3rd one, and we're loving it, he's like, that's all, guys. I don't have any more.
He
reverted back to his negative, closed self.
Well, his daughter showed back up.
Yeah.
She had to go back on public transportation all the way back home because she brought a bag.
That's where he texted us.
She brought a bag to the game, and you're not allowed to bring the bag into the game.
There's a bag alert.
It was.
Back in the 70s.
Bag alert. So even with his connects, he couldn't get the bag in?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have that much juice then.
Why don't you go to the pizza place where you're eating the pizza and just like make friends and ask ask them if they could hold it behind the bar till after the game.
That's what I, lick it wheel.
Yeah.
Like, well, my sense was that
that's second level.
His daughter was only like four or five stops on the metro away, so it was an easy bop, bop, you know, back and forth. It felt like it was not a big
ordeal. Well, if you read our text thread about it, it was a bigger deal than maybe he let on.
He promised and did not deliver.
He was upset.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The back, go back.
But you got to listen, Steiny. If you got tickets, and I know somebody gave them to you, but they've got stuff written on the back. There's called rules. If you read them.
Well, if you can read them.
If you can.
It's in 3-point font.
Well, it's also on the internet. There's a worldwide web.
Yes.
And I'm guaranteed that the Wizards let everybody know that your bag needs to be clear and it needs to fit into this such and such a box and all of that. The ladies know.
Yeah.
This is every event anywhere right now.
So you guys watch small television networks about small towns in New Hampshire. You also have actual handheld tickets still? Are they still doing that?
Maybe not. But when you get them, there's stuff like to read, you know, on the phone, even if you're doing a mobile
we got these
ticket
now
in your wallet.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because when I had mobile tickets last year for the Warrior game and I went with my wife and we got there and I had no cell service, so I could not access my mobile wallet.
You
got
to put them in your wallet.
I had put them in my wallet, Mark.
No service, though. Yeah. You couldn't get to
my wallet was not able to be accessed at the time. Maybe it was a phone issue. Maybe it was a human error, but I prefer to have the in my hand. Here's my ticket. Take my ticket. Wow. Call me old if you want, but
you're old.
No, I'm actually pretty old school, but I just like it. Nice.
I don't even know if it's an option anymore.
For some places,
yes,
it has to.
It is? Are you sure?
Not everywhere.
I'm 100% sure.
Chase Center you can walk in with a piece of paper and go to the game.
Correct.
Okay.
It has the barcode. QR code, and they will scan it at the gate, and yes, it works.
Okay.
I also have Wi-Fi there, apparently. Not on every day. But I don't know. Maybe the Niners' Wi-Fi wasn't working. They didn't get a lot of calls today. I don't know if you guys are keeping up with the trade.
That's a decent transition. I'm going to give you a two for that. He tried.
Johnny Stockton.
Well, they picked up Khalil Davis. That's big.
Yeah, now they got Khalil and Kalia.
Right.
Correct.
The Davis brothers. Yeah, exactly.
No relation. But yeah, so they basically, and they give up a 2026 seventh round pick.
Well, Dibs, they're trying to get a Super Bowl. Yeah. Why are
that
they giving
that
guy
come back
up
to bite
when
him?
They got aspirations, the Texans?
Because they don't need him?
That's what we...
Because he's a body, and, there's a relationship between Rand Carthon and John Lynch, and, they probably talked, and John's like, can you just give me somebody you don't need? Because we need somebody you don't need. We just need a person. And they were like, okay, just give me a seventh next year.
He has a sack this season.
He's been good.
A sack?
Yeah. No, he's been good.
One sack.
He's been good.
You've watched the film?
No, I've read what the Texans reporters have all said. He's been good.
Okay. In fact, 22.
There have been,
Did they say that?
There have been some that have been suggesting he needs more run in the rotation Houston. And that's probably what it is. It's like what Dibs is saying. Like, they've got a surplus at that position. The Niners don't. So let's do that. But I've been listening today, Evan. I want to make sure I've got what you're saying. Are you suggesting?
Oh, I knew you were coming for it. I didn't know.
Are you suggesting that in some way, shape, or form, the Niners at this point, because they're 4-4, like we're not sure if they're contenders or not? I want to know in your words.
Oh, no.
Not because they're 4-4.
Okay.
But because I think they know that they're not one player away.
Well, they're getting a bunch of players this week.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. They would rather rely on in-house additions returning from injury than spending future draft capital to go out and acquire an impact player.
And that's because they're getting in-house players or because they're not convinced that they're good this year?
Well, they have I don't think they know which way this season's going to go.
Well, nobody knows anything on that.
Well, front. Yeah, I mean, we could also be dead tomorrow, according to Kyle Shanahan. But my point is, like, if Christian McCaffrey isn't who we expect him to be when he returns, then adding an impact player wouldn't matter anyways. Like, my point is their season is more dependent on McCaffrey's health, Greenlaw's health, and the rest of the players that are coming back than them going out and getting somebody at the deadline.
I wonder what the most impactful player was who was traded at the deadline or even before the deadline.
Well, last night it was DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. So DeAndre Hopkins.
Or Za'Darius Smith, who I think is going to help.
Okay. Yeah. And could they have been in on him? I would hope they would have been in on him. But
I asked Evan the same thing. I don't think anybody that got moved would equate to what Evan is saying without saying it. And you tell me if you're wrong,
agreed. Willard.
It sounds like Evan saying the Niners didn't make a move because they don't know if.
Yeah,
I know they got enough, I believe.
I completely agree with you. Like the idea that the 49ers would go to the NFC title game pretty much every year for the last five years and then show up this year, have a couple of losses that everybody in the room doesn't feel should have happened, have a bunch of star players out who are coming back, and sort of be questioning whether or not they're in it this year. I do not believe that's how the Niners view their team at all.
That said, I mean, Za'Darius Smith got acquired for a fifth and a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, could you have parted with those two picks and been able to get somebody who was more impactful to your team than what you currently have?
Yes. I think that they were more interested in the interior than the exterior of the line. If you want it, and I don't know if the Niners look at it this way. I don't know if we should look at it this way because this gets to be gibberish at some point. But if you want to go to the performance metrics so far this year, Za'Darius Smith and Leonard Floyd have essentially been the same player. Same output. Man. So, like, do you need to give up two draft picks to get Za'Darius Smith to come in and do essentially what Leonard Floyd's already doing? I don't think that they thought that made sense. You know what I mean? This is a depth move,
right.
not necessarily a let's go get a starting player move.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I just look at where they are, and you could say they should be 6-2, and you know, there's a great argument, and I would lose that argument, but you're 4-4, and I look at why you're 4-4, and in large part, it's because you're interior defensive line, so you bring in Khalil Davis to join with Kalia Davis, and is that the fix? Well, we're going to find out. I still think about a legitimate edge rusher like Za'Darius Smith and somebody who can come in, and now you've got three guys, and you know, you don't play everybody every snap, so you have a three-man rotation with Bosa and Floyd and Smith, and now you can really have a threat every single down on passing downs, but instead you brought in somebody who is a depth piece and somebody in the interior line who can really help you, and we'll see how it works.
A lot cheaper. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, and that's the other thing. Like, if you're looking to bolster a group, to me, that's, you don't give up a lot for that. If you're just looking for depth, it's kind of like, I bet that they made some calls on depth type wide receivers, Kendrick Bourne or whatnot. But like, what are you going to give up for that? You know, and so the wide receiver, the receivers were actually rather cheap, as it sounded
super
like.
Super cheap.
And I still look at that. I'm like, you're a Debo, even though Jennings is coming back, you're a Debo injury, which seems to happen a lot away from just being Jennings and Pearsall and then the bench guys, which I feel like is a little bit thin. But yeah, like the 49ers are also, I think we have to keep in mind that they're going into a year where they're going to try to extend Purdy, which makes draft picks more valuable than in other years. They need cheap labor.
Yeah. Evan, if you could bring up, who was our guest? Ross Tucker.
Yeah.
And Ross made, he was just talking, and he said, he was just talking about the gravity of having a guy like McCaffrey back in the huddle. And Evan took it, or we all, some did, as, hold on. You're saying that McCaffrey's silhouette in the huddle will be different than when you got a guy like Brock Purdy? And we were having fun going back and forth. I said, that's no shade. And Evan said he didn't say Ross was making this point, but I was making the point to Evan that it's become clear to me that the Niner offense, rightfully so, is centered around McCaffrey. And we've watched him not play one snap, and they're 4-4. And I feel like, as great as I think Brock Purdy is, there's no shade, guys, you tell me what you think, by looking in the huddle without McCaffrey and saying, hey, Brock, you're doing great, but this thing runs through number 23. He allows Kyle's job to be everybody's job. So if I bring that up, that's no shade at young Brock Purdy, because I told Evan,
wow,
you know, he's not Brady yet. He ain't been in the league.
Yeah,
I don't think Ross was trying to say that.
He was trying to be complimentary to McCaffrey because he compared it to when he played and they had Drew Bledsoe in the huddle. And when Bledsoe was there, they felt like they were always going to win. No matter.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter what, because they believed in Bledsoe. And he was basically giving that kind of those flowers to McCaffrey. Like McCaffrey comes back, we feel like we can win any game. I'm not saying that he was taking, I don't think he was taking a shot at Brock. But my point was just, well, shouldn't that guy already be in the huddle?
But not if he's 3 years in the QB.
Not from a scheme standpoint. For me,
there's too much of like we get too deep into the who's the straw that stirs the drink. There are multiple straws.
But McCaffrey, that's okay.
But if McCaffrey's in the huddle and Purdy's not, they're hosed. They're absolutely beyond hosed. So like we can do this, and I just wish we wouldn't. They're both incredibly important. Christian changes the whole playbook.
You said if he was in there, Purdy's not. Huh?
Like, yeah, like how's that going? You'd be hoping to be 4-4, in my opinion. So
the astronaut.
Yeah, you know, like I look at it as McCaffrey is a big playbook changer. It makes it a lot harder for defensive coordinators. Plus, there's also something emotional about these guys. McCaffrey and Dre Greenlaw being on the practice field. It's the second half and you're coming off a bye. Like I think the Niners should be juiced right now. And I hope we see that Sunday. And it'd be concerning if we don't, quite frankly.
For me, it's more about what this does for Kyle Shanahan than it does for Brock Purdy. Because Brock Purdy is going to do what Brock does no matter what. But when you have Jordan Mason, the defense knows when you break the huddle and you have Mason and Kittle and you've got Debo and let's just say Juwan and Juszczyk, you pretty much know what's going to happen. Either Mason's going to run it or Mason's going to do pretty much nothing.
Right.
When you have McCaffrey in the huddle and they break the huddle and he all of a sudden now goes in the slot and you've got Debo as a running back or you've got McCaffrey as the running back and you've got Debo in front of him, there are so many things schematically that you can do with McCaffrey that helps Kyle more than it helps Brock. Brock is going to run the play and he's not going to audible. And he's going to usually check down correctly, and he's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and Brock is going to run what he runs. But when you have McCaffrey, now, when you look at the huddle, and I'm thinking about that red zone play where Kittle scored that easy touchdown, and they had 22 personnel, and they ended up going empty, and they had Saubert way out wide, and they had Kittle in the slot, and it was like, whoa, this formation we've never seen. And Brock got the snap, and it was, boop, Kittle, easy touchdown. When you have McCaffrey, you have more of those huddle mismatches where when you huddle up as a defense and you look at Debo and McCaffrey and Juszczyk, you don't know what they're going to run.
Well, it sounds like you're describing last year's Niners.
Exactly.
They were
but I'm describing incredible. It from a Kyle standpoint, not Brock. So Brock, yes, it helps him a lot because you've got, an amazing red zone target. And you look at last year in the red zone, they were number one. And this year, they're number 27.
Man, yeah, not good.
Boy.
I think, and it's not all McCaffrey, but it's a lot of McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Because when you get first and goal at the 10, and you have McCaffrey and Kittle and Juszczyk and Debo, you could do all kinds of different things.
I believe it.
It's no knock on Jordan Mason, but he's not.
And that's why I'm not counting the Niners out.
He's not doing Christian McCaffrey is yet.
Maybe Saquon. And you look what he's doing.
But
to
he doesn't catch the ball a ton like McCaffrey does.
He can.
So can Derrick Henry.
Dropped the big one that cost him a game.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad throw.
Just be better.
In terms of like if I'm a linebacker and knowing where to go, I think that those guys have a similar effect on you, which is you're up a creek, and the Niners, when they have two of them on the field at the same time, like Debo, good luck.
Well, then you got four of them if you add in Juszczyk and Kittle, because Juszczyk, even though he doesn't get a ton of red zone action, although he does have a red zone carry for a touchdown, at least gives them a little bit more of that, you know, multiplicity.
Mismatch guy.
Right, in terms of, like, when they break the huddle as a defense, you can't just automatically say, oh, it's Jordan Mason. I know that he's not going to catch it. It's, oh God, McCaffrey. He might be in the slot. He might be out wide.
You don't know where.
Exactly. Stress. So we have to account for all that.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna, like, you can't overstate the importance of McCaffrey to the offense, which is why, again, think at the deadline, it's like, yes, you hope that that's back, and that's going to be the reason why you get things back on track. But you also have to account for the possibility that he's not the same player, either because he's a diminished version of himself, or God forbid he gets hurt again because he has a tendonitis in both of his Achilles. So while those aren't the reports right now, that's a possibility. And if that happens, if he goes down, then I do think that you're in big trouble. And
no doubt.
Giving away future draft picks, however meaningless you might feel like they are going to be increasingly more valuable when you have to pay a quarterback the amount of money that they're going to pay Brock Purdy. And I just don't feel like it was worth them giving up whatever at this trade deadline for a player, when, again, their season is more dependent on the guys coming back anyways.
Yeah, but a lot of what you said, Evan, the player, I believe, Dibs and Willard, I don't think excited the Niners, and that had a lot to do with not making the move. Just my two cents.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they were actually after. I mean, you do look at a lot of the other contenders, and it's not even just today. It's like, you know, the Chiefs got to work like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And so you look at some of the contenders, and I think you can fairly argue that they were more aggressive and they got better in the last 2 weeks, more so than the 49ers did. But, you know, it could be what you're saying, that they weren't that excited by what was available, a matter of need. But I also do think the Niners are going into a period of time where they do not want to give up draft picks. And this year's draft is a great example. They've done a great job of finding things in the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds.
Yep.
So don't just kick those picks as if they're nothing when you're about to raise your quarterback salary 50 to 60.
I get that, but you're getting a ton of picks still compensatory. You're getting a third for sure for D'Amico Ryans and Rand Carthon, and you're probably getting a 5th, 6th, and 7th for the free agents you lost. So you've got picks to burn. And I don't think that even if you make all, whatever, 12 of those picks, you're not going to keep all 12 guys, even if you hit like you did last year. So for me, you had picks to move, you had picks to burn, and they mostly sat on their hands.
They mostly did. Yeah. But one place that we do not sit on our
hands. Before you go, this for all you three real quick. Okay. Dude, baby
you don't have to play this donkey roll like that.
But look, he's embraced it.
You can sit down and hang out as long as you want.
Everything has to be app on your phone. They don't take the paper tickets to Clipper New Arena.
People are calling it the out on it dome.
Oh, right.
Not the in on it. Yeah. So that's a Lucas Alexander special.
Moss got benched for like USC.
That? No, it was a two, but the fact that you recycled it makes it a one.
Oh boy.
Not a lot of grace coming from Dibs today.
He's not the director of jokes.
No, but he's the director of sports.
Yeah.
And so you got to cite your sources.
Give him respect his name.
Big J journalism.
Nobody knows what that means, by the way.
Cite your sources.
The director.
I have no idea what that means.
I hope people cite their sources tonight.
Yes.
All right, go vote. Go vote. That's all I'll say. Wooden Dibs coming up. Steve Kerr at 3 o'clock, right?
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Here on 95.7 The Game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.